Well, in sports locally last night, Atlantic hosting the Trojan Relays track meet last evening. On the boys' side, it was a tight race among the top four teams. Glenwood ends up the team champ with 123 points. Atlantic was second with 101. Lewis Central had 94. Harlan had 91 as the top four teams. Atlantic had five first-place finishes last night. Jackson Eden of Atlantic, a winner in the boys' 1,600-meter run. Shadden also took the 3,200-meter title. The boys' 110 high hurdles event went to Grant Reed of Atlantic, while Brendan Holmes won the 400-meter hurdles for the Trojans. Also, Atlantic's 4x800-meter relay team of Chase Mullinex, Zaid Nicholson, Ryan Hawkins, and Jackson Eden, a winner in the 4x800-meter relay last night. On the girls' side of the Trojan Relays, it was Glenwood winning there as well. They had 104 team points. Abraham Lincoln was second with 81. Creston and Dennison each had 77. Harlan, 55. Atlantic tied for sixth with Shenandoah with 47 points. Atlantic had a couple of first-place finishes, both by Tiffany Williams as she swept the long-distance races, winning the 1,500 and the 3,000-meter events in that event last in that meet last night. Also, the Rolling Valley Conference holding its conference track and field championships last night. On the girls' side, it was Woodbine capturing the title with 115 points. Bowyer Valley had 69, Charter Oak Ute 66, Exira EHK 61 to head the leaderboard there in the team rankings. Individually on the girls' side, among the local winners in girls' races last night, Emily Kopic of Exira EHK winning both the 1,500 and the 3,000-meter events last night. Lindsay Dinkla of CAM was the champ in the girls' 400-meter hurdle event last night as well. Also, CAM's 4x800-meter relay team was a winner as Caitlin Holliday, Madison Gettler, Mackenzie Cross, and Lindsay Dinkla teamed up to bring home the gold medal in that event. Over on the boys' side last night, it was Bowyer Valley capturing the team title with 152 points. Woodbine was second with 118.5. Exira EHK placing third with 64.5. Glidden Ralston and CAM round out the top five. Bowyer Valley and Woodbine pretty much dominated the boys' results last night in that Rolling Valley Conference meet as they had a whole lot of first-place finishes, winning the majority of those events last night among some of the more local winners last night in the Rolling Valley Conference meet. Exira EHK's team took the Shuttle Hurdle Relay Championship. Levi Deakins, Cole Bruns, Brady Schluter, and Brady Hansen teamed up to win the Shuttle Hurdle Relay for the Exira EHK boys last evening. Also in high school sports and golf last night, in boys' action, it was Glenwood over Clarinda, 143-151. Creston beating Red Oak, 177-198. Kemper Catholic over Carroll, 310-323. Tri-Center got by Riverside, 175-181. Tyler Kruger of Riverside shot 36 for the low round. Trainer beat Underwood, 169-188. Logan Magnolia over AHSTW, 192-194. And Griswold defeated Missouri Valley by four strokes, 165-169. In girls' golf, it was Clarinda over Glenwood, 203-222. Creston shot a 191 to beat Red Oak, who had no team score. It was Dennison winning a three-team meet with a 208. Charter Oak Ute had 241. Lewis Central, 251. Tri-Center got by Riverside. They shot 225. Riverside didn't have a full team score. Kara Johnson of Tri-Center had the low round of 47. Trainer beat Underwood, 174-239. AHSTW shot 222 to beat Logan Magnolia, who didn't have a team score. Griswold shot a 258, good enough to beat Missouri Valley last night, who didn't have a full team score. IKM Manning beat Audubon in girls' golf, 248-281. In high school tennis last night, in boys' action, it was Shenandoah edging Atlantic 5-4. Glenwood beat Clarinda 8-1. Dennison over Lewis Central 5-4. Creston beat Red Oak 9-0. Kemper Catholic downing Audubon 7-2. In girls' tennis, it was Shenandoah over Atlantic 9-0. Dennison beat Lewis Central 7-2. Also in soccer last night, in girls' action, it was Tri-Center over Kemper Catholic 2-1. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey beat Trainer 3-1. Underwood over Missouri Valley 6-1. St. Albert beat Harlan 9-0. In boys' soccer, it was St. Albert topping Lewis Central 3-0. Kemper Catholic beat Dennison 6-1. Tri-Center 2-1 over Abraham Lincoln. And Underwood beat Missouri Valley 6-0. Major League Baseball action last night saw Adam Wainwright pitch six innings and hit a three-run homer, the first of five for St. Louis as the Cardinals snapped a four-game losing streak with a 10-3 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. Matt Adams, rookie Aledmys Diaz and Randall Grichuk added solo homers, and Colton Wong hit a two-run shot to help St. Louis overcome an early 3-0 deficit and avoid its first five-game slide since they lost seven straight in 2013. Wainwright, who struggled since missing most of last season with an Achilles tendon injury, has now won a couple straight. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Cubs over Pittsburgh 7-2. The Mets beat Atlanta 4-1. Giants over the Reds 9-6. Padres beat the Rockies 2-1. Gio Gonzalez and the Washington bullpen combined on a five-hitter. Ryan Zimmerman and Daniel Murphy drove in first-inning runs as the Nationals beat the Kansas City Royals 2-0 last night in interleague play. Also in interleague action, Milwaukee beat the LA Angels 8-5. In the American League, Texas over Toronto 2-1. Minnesota beat Houston 6-2. And Seattle over Oakland 4-3. Halas Cook and Jordan Ashton are leaving the Iowa State basketball program. Cook saw action in 32 games this past season and averaged just over 2.5 points per game. He transferred to Iowa State after his freshman year at Oregon State. Ashton will graduate and transfer to another school for his final season. The Mount Pleasant native was a walk-on prior to being given a scholarship in the fall. He played 24 games as a junior. The Oklahoma City Thunder have grabbed home court advantage from San Antonio by bouncing back from Saturday's 32-point loss to the Spurs. Russell Westbrook delivered 29 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds as the Thunder held off the Spurs 98-97 to even that series at a game apiece. Game 3 will be Friday night in Oklahoma City. The Cleveland Cavaliers have taken game 1 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series as they look for their second straight trip to the NBA Finals. Kyrie Irving had 10 of his 21 points, while the Cavs were outscoring the Hawks 30-19 in the first quarter in a 104-93 triumph against Atlanta. Game 2 will be in Cleveland on Wednesday. A pair of early goals and a great performance by Matt Murray have the Pittsburgh Penguins up 2-1 in their Stanley Cup second-round series against Washington. Patrick Hornquist and Tom Kuhakel scored a minute apart to give the Pens a 2-0 lead 7.5 minutes into a 3-2 triumph against the Capitals last night. Game 4 is Wednesday in Pittsburgh. Well, the University of Iowa released details about another night game on the 2016 football schedule yesterday. Iowa's November 12th matchup with the Michigan Wolverines will be played in primetime at 7 o'clock at Kinnick Stadium. The selection of the game was announced by ESPN, and they'll air the game on either ABC, ESPN, or ESPN2. ESPN announced their entire 2016 primetime schedule that includes Big Ten conference teams, and the Big Ten Network is expected to announce their list of primetime selections in the near future. Those requests have to be approved by the conference and the home team before being confirmed. Iowa won 2 primetime contests last year at Kinnick Stadium against Pitt and Minnesota. The November 12th game against Michigan will also be Iowa's blackout game, where fans are encouraged to wear black clothing. It'll also be Iowa's recognition of Veterans Day, their military appreciation game. Iowa opens the season in 2016 on September 3rd at home against Miami of Ohio. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.